Okay. You familiar with the term corn dodger?
No.
Okay. What other type of bread can you make with meal?
Corn flitter.
Corn what?
Flitters.
Okay.
That's sometimes fried cornbread and skillet.
Okay, what if you put cracklings in it?
Well, that's crackling bread.
Okay.
Hush puppies you make with meal.
Okay. What about well, going back to flour, we were talking about light bread a minute ago. What are some other kinds of bread you can make with flour?
Biscuits.
Okay.
Homemade rolls.
Okay. You know, you might say there's, let's say, like, what about a kind of a pastry that's cut in a circle and fried in fat with a hole in the middle?
Donut.
Okay. What about something that you might cook and put syrup on in the morning?
Pancake.
Okay. If you went in to order flour and you wanted 5 pounds.
Okay. 5 pounds.
What do you need to put in the bread to make it rise?
Bacon powder.
Or what?
Soda.
Okay. What are the parts of an egg? If you crack an egg open, what are the parts
yolk
of it?
Yolk and white.
Okay. And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you put a bunch of eggs in water and boil them for 5 or 6 minutes, you might say, well, we're going to have some
boiled eggs.
Okay. How about poached eggs? Do you ever heard? Have you ever heard any term like dropped eggs or anything like that for them?
Poached eggs, overnight.
How do you poach an egg?
You have a little cylinder that is cooked on a double boiler, and you just break the egg into it. This is not supposed to have any fat or anything in it. It's just cooked with a steam, I believe.
Okay. What about, are you familiar with the term salt pork?
Right.
What is it?
It's just white meat.
That's all it is. Okay. What about
fat bag?
Fat bag, okay.
That's what you were fishing for?
Well, no, I was just wondering what other terms there were for it. We call it fat back or sow belly.
Sow belly.
But now, sow belly is not all white. Sow belly has some lean in it. It's
right.
A big, thick, slabby lean. Right. Right. My dad used to be a butcher, and he used to cut his own bacon.
He used to eat the big lean every morning for breakfast, along with biscuits.
On this old kind of bacon, when they used to cut it and leave the skin on, when you fried it, the skin would get real hard, and you'd say, well, that's the bacon. What?
Skin.
Okay, would you ever use the term rind?
Yes, rind.
I have a blood brother who's a Ponca Indian out of Oklahoma, and his name is Newman Bacon Rind.
Good gracious.
Let's see. Well, just regular, the stuff that you buy packaged now that you fry in the morning with eggs would be just what?
Bacon.
Okay. If it's not bacon, something that you buy in a long kind of a sock and you cut it off and fry.
Sausage.
Okay. When it goes bad, you might say, well, I believe this sausage is...
ruined.
Okay. You ever use the term spoiled?
Spoiled, yes.
You know what head cheese is?
No.
Good. I don't want to go into detail. It's, no, it's... When people used to butcher their own hogs, they would take just a little bit of everything, including some of the snout and some of the brains, and just all the kind of leftovers, grind them together and make a kind of a sausage out of them. Forgotten what else it was called. It was called something else that more people know it by. Souse.
Souse.